It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for September 26th of 2025. Farmers across Michigan and the entire United States are feeling the pain from the Trump regime's insane tariff scheme. One Michigan farmer recently told Bridge Michigan, "I don't think we're even going to cover expenses. Last year was bad enough, but, you know, you paid the bills. This year is worse." Michigan soybean meal exports are getting hammered this year, suffering a decrease of 46% compared to last year. Exports for wheat fell by an astonishing 89%. Cherry exports are down 62%, and apple exports experienced a whopping 58% drop from the previous year, according to the state's Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. And we're not just talking about weather uncertainty, which farmers have to deal with on a yearly basis, and we're not talking about daily crop price fluctuations, which is also another common worry farmers and agribusinesses must deal with daily. No, this is a man-made problem, and it's a problem that didn't have to happen. Dear Leader Trump's tariffs are to blame. His tariff war with China and his idiotic trade war with our neighbors to the north are making life difficult and perilous for thousands of Michigan farmers. Thanks to Dear Leader's trade war, China has banned all United States soybean exports. And before some MAGA fans cheer that development, China is a major importer of soybeans, U.S. soybeans. Now, when I used to be in farm radio, I got to listen to soybean reports of the United States soybean and wheat exports all around the world, which included Mexico, Japan, and the European Union. Exports are vital for our state soybean and wheat farmers. But thanks to the Trump regime, some of those export avenues are closed. Combine that with low yield prices, while prices for fertilizer, equipment, fuel, and other expenses keep rising thanks to inflation, it's no secret that farmers are feeling the brunt of the Trump economy. Then there was the revelation this week that the Trump regime is bailing out Americans. That's good. Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. The Trump regime is bailing out Argentina? Yes, Dear Leader's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessonette announced that, yes, we, the American taxpayer, will be spending $20 billion to help stabilize Argentina's banking system, since that country is in deep trouble thanks to libertarian and MAGA darling president Javier Milei's trashing of that country. And since he's a Trump wannabe kind of a dictator, the regime wants to provide the libertarian leader in Argentina with a bailout by using our money. Oh, wait, it gets better. After this $20 billion bailout announcement, Argentina then announced a major soybean deal with China. Talk about sticking a knife in the back of those who are supposedly Dear Leader's biggest supporters, the farmers. Now, of course, we can't spend $20 billion to fund Medicaid or fund research to keep our water clean or spend that money on food programs or for free meals in schools. No, we can't do that. But we can spend $20 billion to bail out a failed MAGA leader in another country. What happened to America first, MAGA? What happened to America first? Oh, now the regime's ag secretary says they're trying to figure out a way to bail out struggling farmers, and maybe that will be through the money that we have supposedly collected through tariffs, even though we don't really know what that amount is. But I was told that we need tariffs to bring down the nation's debt. Instead, the regime says it'll use that money to now bail out the farmers they've screwed over. I believe that is called socialism. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on the YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Go Lions, and maybe I'll say this for the last time this year, go Tigers and take the battle to them.